News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, this country is an increasingly less appealing place to work. That's according to an attractive work destination survey, which has seen us here in Ireland drop six places for the third time in a row. And to discuss this, I'm joined now by Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Peter, what does it take to be an attractive country to live and work in?
Well, interestingly, I think it's changed a little bit. So obviously the things people are going to focus on are it's too expensive, you know, housing is very tricky, we're probably a little bit too city-centric, and there's things we're starting to do around that, you know. But I actually think there's a bigger thing going on here, which is in the last year, back to your previous speaker said it's changed us forever. Well, work's been changed forever, and people are probably never going to go back and work 5 days a week in the office. So I think Ireland as a country probably needs to focus through the chambers of commerce and through cities and through offices themselves and say, well, what is work going to look like? And if we're sitting at home working 2 or 3 days a week, what does the country need to look at and what do we need to offer workers if they're going to work here?
Okay. And we have slipped several times. So we're now 32nd in the rankings, and previously we were 26th. And when this was first done, I think back in 2014, we were 19th. So we have slipped 12 places over a decade or so, not even. Are we moving in the wrong direction on all fronts, do you think? Or do you think that we can actually claw some of this back? And how important is it that we are an attractive place to work? Do we still need inward, I suppose, migration of workers?
I think in the short term, we'll probably be okay. I think we're getting a lot of the news says we'll get a fairly decent Brexit bounce in the professional services and some of the multinationals. The challenge we have is actually, so it is really, really important, but some of the challenges is lots of our big multinationals that are very fancy places to work, people aren't going to be going into them anymore. So offices are going to have to think about what an attractive company looks like if you're not going to be selling this big office, because as you said, everybody's apartment looks somewhat similar. So I think that's important.
But so are you saying that things like the Googles, etc., that have those very trendy offices, that's less of a factor now in terms of appealing to people because you won't actually be there?
Yes, Ciara, people have actually started to realize, well, hang on, what's the difference between a Google and, you know, working for myself if I'm still sitting in my loft in a laptop 5 days a week? And I know it's going to slightly change in a year's time, but we'll never go back to 5 days in the office completely. So I think people are saying, well, what does the office need to look like? Paris has focused on this idea called the 15-minute city, where you are always 15 minutes away from, you know, culture, from shops, from healthcare, and it's also for lower carbon emissions. And you can see we're starting to do that, but this is not just an office company issue anymore. They need to attract lots of companies in. We are very good at doing that. But the reality is employees and workers will come from around the world, and they're really going to look at us as not just, you know, what's the company like, but what's the quality of living like in Ireland. So I think it's a big focus on the kind of chambers of commerce, cities, governments to focus with work and how we make this a much better place, because it is to me quite worrying that it's 3 years in a row we're going the wrong direction.
And can I ask you one last question, Peter? You know, I was saying to you, do we still need an inward migration of workers? But that isn't the only concern here. The fear is that we may in fact lose our own workers, that, you know, good people will head off abroad to these countries that are doing well, like Canada on the list. Is brain drain, as it's sometimes referred to, a real concern around all of this?
Yeah, I think the biggest concern we probably have is we have no idea how much people want to get out of this country after the pandemic. But hopefully there's lots of other people who want to get out of their own countries into ours, because everybody just needs a change. But it is a problem. I think the thing people will say is it's less of an issue because now we've worked out how we can have people working from Canada, who live here but work in Canada, and vice versa. So I think that's less of a challenge. I think the bigger challenge is really how we want them to get here to work here in the first place, because the more talent you get, which we've seen in certain sectors like technology and pharmaceutical, then the more people come. So it becomes a very virtuous circle.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Do let us know what you think.